This is Tom Rowan, WGXC. We do have some radio news. A commercial radio station in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, 96.9 FM, WBEC, says it's dropping the Rush Limbaugh show in the wake of Limbaugh's comments on contraception last week. This is according to New England Public Radio News. Limbaugh called a Georgetown University student a slut, unquote, and a, quote, prostitute, unquote, after she testified before Congress about women's limited access to contraception. Since then, eight corporations, including AOL, Quicken Loans, and Carbonite, have pulled their advertising from the show. WBEC's general manager, Peter Barry, says his station hadn't lost any advertisers as a result of Rush's comments, and no more than a handful of callers had voiced complaints. But he says over the years, he and the station staff have grown increasingly uncomfortable with Limbaugh's rhetoric. Quote, the nature of Rush's programming has always been presented challenges for us, and he has always pushed the envelope, but this time he's taken it too far. You can go to newenglandpublicradio.net for more information about that story. The National Association for Amateur Radio reports that effective Monday, March 5th, U.S. amateurs get new privileges on the 60-meter band. In addition to an increase in effective radiated power from 50 to 100 watts, hams can now transmit CW and PSK31 on the following channel center frequencies: channel 1, 5332, channel 2, 5348, channel 3, 5358.5, channel 4, 5373, channel 5, 5405. Amateurs can also transmit upper sideband voice and Pactor 3 on the following suppressed carrier frequencies. The frequencies typically shown on transceiver displays. That's channel 1, 5330.5, channel 2, 5346.5, channel 3, 5357.0, channel 4, 5371.5, and channel 5, 54.0. 03.5. In upstate New York, the Rip Van Winkle Amateur Radio Society is the source for ham radio news, and they're giving ham classes April 21st and April 28th at the Noker 66 car showroom in Hudson, New York. Paul Rimsdale on the Radio Survivor reported this weekend that LPFM and translator stations are on the Federal Communication Commission's March 21st meeting agenda. The agency is expected to open a window for new applications for low-power stations around the country in the Hudson Valley later this year. The agency is trying to resolve the translator issue, as those stations have been gobbling up possible LPFM frequencies. The advocacy group Austin Airwaves expects up to 10,000 applications for low-power stations in the U.S. when a five-day window to apply is opened in September or October of this year. Vanessa Graber, community radio director at the Prometheus Radio Project, called in to the WGXC afternoon show and spoke with Noah Reibel and Sarah Kendall about the LPFM issue on Monday, March 5th.